Episode of Hack Public Radio. This is your hostess Plexi, and I'm going to talk about something that is not normally within my more academic interests, but I'm cleaning up my incredibly messy apartment for the new semester that's starting, and I need to get the show done. So I'm going to talk about my garbage, or rather, spring cleaning identity theft. Let's see what we have here. A floor full of papers and garbage. Any student would have roughly the same stuff I have on my floor. So I'm a moderate recycler. I recycle big batches of paper, but when I get a random paper here and there, I just throw it in the normal garbage. Here's the stuff I've come across that went to the garbage pile since this morning. An Amazon receipt that contains my name and last name, my billing address, my mailing address, the last four digits of my credit card number, and the books I've ordered. So how's that useful? The person who gets that paper now knows where I live, what my billing address is, what my major is from the books I've ordered, and my full name. Nice. Next thing there is a miserable little square receipt from my favorite Chinese restaurant. It doesn't contain much, just my home address, my order, and a carbon copy of my credit card. There you go, you have my credit card number and my expiry date. You can order pretty much anything with that information. We also have my numerous parking violation tickets. Don't ask. That contains my car model, the year, the license plate number, and the violation. Other papers. We have my school account statement. That tells you a few things. It tells you I'm a student, it tells you what school I go to, and it contains my school ID. And then we have my insurance papers that are scattered all around the house. Most of them are useless advertisement because my insurance company loves to send those. But of course, with every single advertisement, they have to include my policy number and my VIN number. So if I don't shred, the person going through my garbage can pretty much become me. There's absolutely nothing about me that this person does not know. So the moral of the story is, get a shredder. Thank you for listening. This was Plexi on Hacker Public Radio. Have a nice evening.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.